And all those nooks and crannies and those fabulous flyover states. Kate Delaney at the helm of America tonight. Hope you're having a great week. If you're not, guess what? Hump Day means we're on the other side. Ooh, don't you like that? The other side is always a lot more fun. We could rename this show Who's Zooming Who? That seems like all we're talking about these days, whether it's Obama and the executive order and the deportation thing with illegal immigration, whether it's Eric Holder and the contempt vote that looms because he says he's turning over the documents, but he's not quite turning over all the documents, or our pal Vladdy Putin, yep, our man in Russia, the supreme ruler Vladimir Putin and what he's doing in Syria with Assad and what the Chinese are doing. That was part of the conversation at the G20, the summit, as everybody sails away from Los Cabos. Here's what Obama had to say about it.
We had a very candid conversation. I wouldn't suggest that at this point the United States and the rest of the international community are aligned with Russia and China in their positions, but I do think they recognize the grave dangers of all-out civil war.
All-out civil war is the other thing that's hovering around that country. 10,000 people dead. It's awful to see the pictures from there. We've talked about that before. This is radio. Just imagine if you ever saw, and I hate to use the comparison, but I will, if you've seen footage from, like, Schindler's List, when you're watching that movie and you see, sadly, and it's a portrayal of the horrible things that happen at the concentration camps, but when you see bodies that are lined up, you think see people wrapped up or holes that are dug, it's just, it's terrible. It's hard to wrap your mind around that. But the U.S. has invested so much in the Middle East that at this point, there's no way there's going to be a step forward in Syria. And Senator McCain says, arm the opponents. But who are the opponents? That's also part of the problem, no matter how you slice this up. We haven't heard the last of Syria. And why do you care? As I embraced everyone here in the United States when we first cracked open the mic, because once again, who's holding the purse strings? How are we making these decisions? Look at what Leon Panetta is going through as Secretary of Defense, saying that, geez, you know, the automatic cuts kick in and it's dicey. There's lots of things we're going to have to do away with. And frankly, I'm worried. So the top general is worried about us being too exposed and what that ultimately does to would-be terrorists who see that we're vulnerable. They look for our weak spot, and then that's when they attack. Look for the weak spot and go for it. That's looming at the beginning of next year. And it's, you know what? It's not that far away. And our own Congress can't decide what to do. It's the so-called fiscal cliff that we are dangling over. Speaking of that, Saul Albaum, our financial guru, is going to join us from Oslo, Norway. He's coming up next here on the show. We'll talk about what's happened with Greece. Was it a big reprieve over the weekend? What about those other countries we keep talking about in the Eurozone? Italy in trouble, Ireland in trouble, Spain in trouble. And the same theme. Why do we care about it here in the United States? Not to be isolationists, but why do we care about what's happening in Europe? And I'll say it again, it's because we are tied to their economies. Like it or not, we are absolutely tied to them. In some ways, we want to be tied to them. It's our products are being sold. If you have a company that you're selling overseas, well, you don't want that cut off because that might be whatever chunk it is of the income you have coming in. It just angers people when they think of the Made in America thing, which I get, where jobs are being shifted overseas. Sometimes there's even a sleight of hand where you're really not quite sure, because of what companies release, how many of those jobs have gone overseas. And seems like I need to take a breath, but Obamacare the D-Day for that probably won't be at the end of this week, although I heard a rumor in Washington there is a slight possibility of it. I'm saying it's probably the 28th. There's a question about televising the ruling, televising it. Eric Cantor talked about what the House will do to Obamacare if the Supreme Court leaves any of the health care law intact. What's happening now is people are jockeying for position. He says we're going to take a bill to the floor that calls for the repeal of Obamacare if that happens. And he said, so we can tell America we're on your side. We care about your health care. We want it to be quality and affordable, as a lot of people are worried about what's going to happen to the cost of the premiums. It's natural. People want good coverage, and they want a decent price because everything has gone up so much. And then you see where we are with jobs, and it all comes back to that, the jobs, the jobs, the jobs. And when it comes to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, who is going to be president when it's all said and done? Who's going to be at the White House? Who's going to be in, you know, in place? Is it going to be Barack Obama for another 4 years? Or will we see Mitt Romney step in and the Republicans take over? You look at the polls and it seems neck and neck. Then you look at the electoral votes, and boy, I was looking at the predictions there, and it shows Obama blowing the doors off of Romney. So what do the Republicans do? How do they get the word out about jobs, the economy, and what would the big change be if the Republicans step in? If Obama only gets his 4 years, not his 8 years like the previous two presidents enjoyed. What do they need to do to seal the deal? What do you need to do to seal the deal when you're talking about unseating an incumbent president? Healthcare is big. Healthcare could really rock the boat. You know, after a year of this, we've had years of this, but after a year of really talking about what's going to happen with the Supreme Court, the repeal thing seems to be everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but a vast majority of Americans really want to see the individual mandate repealed. If it's not, then you have to get health coverage by 2014 or you'll be penalized by the IRS. And trust me, they will fine you. All, you know, 26 states and an independent business group asked the high court to overturn the law, and the justices really have three choices: uphold it, strike down certain provisions, or overturn the entire piece of legislation. If they pick out the individual mandate, it's tough for the rest of it to hold up. I think they scrap it. I think they scrap it, and I think that then the fighting really begins. And besides the economy, this becomes the big hot button topic heading into November. We're heading to Norway next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
My pal Don Wiskin. I love this guy. I think I've told everyone this. And you know it, if you've listened to America Tonight at all, you know I don't really endorse very many things. I've only done three the entire time I've done America Tonight, including Extendivite. And I'm on this healthy heart campaign, and the reason why is because my family, I lost three members of my family to heart attacks, and my mother frankly scared to death for my brother and I, because it's in the genes, so to speak. So next hour, we'll talk with our man in Canada behind Extendivite, Don Wiskin. Remember, you can check him out at heartdrop.com. Boy, just even reading what happened in his family is scary. I love this stuff. My cholesterol numbers dumped down, and so did my blood pressure numbers. I feel great, and my doctor says it all the time. I owe it to that. Absolutely. I tell him that, and he's like, what? Man, I gotta get up there in Canada. I gotta go and he says I have to go buy a beer for Don Wiskin. Anyway, so we were gonna talk with Saul Album. He is in Oslo, Norway. We love having him on. He's been the financial guru for America Tonight for quite some time, and we're chomping at the bit to talk to him about Greece. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Hey, very good, Kate. Thanks.
Your reaction to what happened in Greece, where it looked like if they had gone with the leftist left government, they would have booted the Eurozone. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, it certainly isn't. Do you want a Rolls Royce or do you want a Shelby Cobra? It's more like, do you want a blown up Pinto or a Russian built Polish stolen car? And really, it's going to leave them exactly where they were. It's the right wing guys saying, or center-right saying, hey, you know, we're going to have a little bit of austerity, we're going to have a little bit of raised taxes, we're going to have a little bit of cuts, and then we're going to go in and bully Merkel to get a better deal. I mean, that's like you and me, Kate, running into J.P. Morgan and saying, hey, you know, you better give us a better deal. They're just going to laugh us out. That's right. No, pay your dang bills. That's what they're going to say. So effectively, it's a nowhere vote. Roughly half, a little more, voted for other parties and the left party together to get them out of the euro, which is what they needed to do. They owe so much debt, and they owe, and they're having so much problems all over. My radar is getting pinged of bad stories of companies not able to pay their workers and things like this, and pay their worker not getting paid by the government, and it's just a complete mess. And what's sad is, we were looking at vacation, and to hit it home, my wife looks at me and says, Greece? And I say, nope, London, and for vacation, because it's summer vacation. And that's exactly the story, is that exactly when their competitive advantages or relative advantages in vacation and warmth and history, and it, just with the political instability there and the stupidity of the voting, they can't even catch a break on vacations.
Yeah, I agree with you. I say the ruins, the Acropolis, all that stuff in Athens. I mean, it'd be awesome to go there, but who wants to go there now? Of course, you don't want to go there with everything that's happened. Like you said, the instability, it's not a great place to vacation. And you put together awesome charts for me, which, by the way, if anyone wants me to send the charts to them, I will do that. If you send me a note that you heard Saul on America Tonight, send it to americatonight.net. You have a couple of really big fans out there, probably more than a couple, but some of them have mentioned you on the air. And you sent a chart about the gross domestic product, estimates in billions of euros, and it's frightening. Give us a few of them, like Ireland and Germany and France and Spain. I mean, what does that look like?
Sure. So the thing is that we're getting all this news and all this feedback from Greece, which GDP is about 200 billion euros. Now Spain is five times larger at over a trillion euros. And that's the one, that's when we're going to start to have problems. And they just got the 76 billion euro bailout. And Italy, of course, is several times larger, too, at 1.5 trillion euros. So, about seven times larger, seven and a half times larger. So that's
wow.
when the problems are really going to hit the fan, which is they need a trillion in bailouts over the next 3 years. And, of course, anyone that wants to can email Kate, and it's all free distribution. I ripped these off from all different people, so
that's good.
I can't charge any money for it.
So, I love that.
So that's the problem that we're going to have. And basically, here's the bottom line, Kate. It's all about numbers. Where are they going to come up with the extra trillion? They've bailed out about the European Union has printed about a half. Geez, Kate, it's like a billion here, a billion there. They've already put out about 500 billion euros from May of 2010 in Greece. Ireland got about 67 billion euro bailout. Portugal in May 2011 got 78 billion. Greece again in February this year got 130 billion, and Spain just again got another 100 billion euro bailout. So they printed up about 500 billion euro. The problem is that was for the banking system in Spain. Where's the next trillion going to come from? What do you do?
And that's it. It's what's solved by that. And you ask the question: are we worse off today as far as total debt?
Yes, absolutely. Spain currently. If you look at it, Spain currently has a 24% unemployment rate. It's probably a little bit higher since these numbers. 24%.
Crazy.
Folks out there, it's a recession when your neighbor loses his job. It's a depression when you lose your job. And it's a revolution when both of you lose your job.
I like that.
I want to make one note, Kate, and I'll let you take the floor. Now here's the next systemic problem, Kate, is that who's going to be left holding the bag? Germany's credit default swap, meaning that their credit insurance, if you wanted to get insurance on owning German debt, is now at the same level as Chile. Chile down in South America. Why? Their entire banking system and their government and their central bank itself is exposed about 700 billion euros to the pigs now. So France, Germany, the Netherlands, Denmark, and that's just about it, are now completely exposed to all their southern partners. So when if problems get worse, who's going to bail it out? Who's going to? So what they're saying is the legs of the stool get kept kicking away. So you would loan to Greece because Portugal and Spain and Ireland and Germany and the Netherlands and Belgium will all back it up. But that, but as each individual nation continually needs bailout, the legs of the stool are less. So there's more risk upon us. So there, so Germany again is already starting to face the pressure of bailing out too many friends. It's like if your kids want insurance and they want to drive around, and then you say, okay, I'll cover the loss of my teenage insurance, drive my teenager driving around. Well, that's fine for your kids, but when you start backing up and signing on for your neighbor's kids, that's when you start having problems, and that's what's going on.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, we promised that we were going to talk about some things that people could really, and people can really grasp this. This is great information, but we could talk about what's next. We're going to talk about what is going right for American, for America and being an American, I guess, and how to be a contrarian investor. You've brought that up before. And we're going to talk about being a contrarian investor. I always say this, Saul, when, you know, if you completely relied on the stock market, it's like being at the craps table and you're just hoping, you're blowing on the dice. If you don't do the homework and you don't have the information anyway and you're not informed, you know, that's part of the problem. I think sometimes people getting bad information from other people and then not, and you say this all the time, not divesting, not being out there in a couple of different things, if you have that money, if that's your future, whether it's a little bit of money or a lot of money, it's very important to be careful with it. All right, so more with Saul Alvin coming up on our flip side here on America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Financial Man, he joins us from Oslo, Norway. So we were talking about for a couple weeks that we were going to do this and get your perspective on it. What is going, it's an easy question, it's not an easy question to answer, but it's a perfect question. When we're talking about all these things that are going wrong, what's going right with America?
Okay, there are a lot of things going right. And for us to only focus on the negative and the implosion and the stupidity really isn't fair. And as investors, we need to look at the facts, what's really going on, take a look, and make our decisions based on the data. We have to be data-driven, not opinion-driven. So we have a hypothesis, we test it, and then we go in that direction until it doesn't make any more sense. So right now, the U.S. is still a good place to do business. And, Kate, our general thesis here for the listeners on America Tonight is that your best investment is in yourself, and then you listen to us and you protect your money going forward and try to outperform that way. So right now the U.S. is still good, and there's still places to place your capital and place your time. And many of the reasons why we'll cover right now is the first reason and the most important reason, in my opinion, is that for any society is property rights and legal enforcement of contracts. And right now, the U.S. is one of the best places in the world to, what, sue people and enforce contracts, also have political stability. So despite what you say, what we want to say about debt, about bad politicians, about Social Security problems, all this stuff like this, and little racism here and there, which, of course, is true, the U.S. is still a great place to do business. So right now, if you have a problem in the court system, you will be treated fairly. And I'm trying to find my statistics here on the court system. But basically, that as far as the statistics goes, that only 14% of disputes make it to to the courts and the lawsuits, which is actually lowers the cost of doing business. It's less when you have litigation. It drives up the cost, right? Obviously, anyone that's ever had to hire a lawyer, just you just watch that retainer melt away faster than an ice cube, faster than an ice cube in a Playboy mansion. So the next is Americans are wildly inventive. Last year, Kate, 241,000 patents were filed. That's four times as many in the 1960s.
Wow. 200 and how many again? Say that again. 200 and what?
260,000 patents were filed
in
the U.S.
Wow, that's great.
Were granted, not just in the works. Were granted. Okay, so we have a good population base. So, for instance, China's having a big problem with their one child policy.
Right.
So we don't have that policy, obviously. So we don't have major shocks in our birth rate, or we don't have any major problems in our demographic rate. We also have diversity as far as races and backgrounds and immigrants, which constantly give new blood, new fresh ideas, and new ways of thinking. And in America, we have a very accepting and not a myopic way of doing business, which we will adapt and do better. We have political stability, and this is very important too. The founders of our country were very brilliant in putting together our representative republic, not a democracy, that we don't have a parliamentary system, which we have different parties always fighting and have votes. You notice how the Greeks had a vote a couple weeks ago, now, and then maybe in a few weeks too. Once we have a vote, that's pretty much it. For the next 2 to 4 years on the federal level, that's it. We don't have revolutions. We don't have parties breaking away and problems. Very rarely does this happen. And that stability is great for business. And this is the famous saying that instability and change is the hobgoblin of the stock market. And that's shown with our political stability. And no one's worrying about Obama losing, throwing votes next week or problems or anything like that. There's no nationalization problem, too. So that's good. You know, Argentina nationalized the Spanish oil and gas company, and now there's rumors that they're going to nationalize the Spanish gaming industry.
Mm.
Nobody's worried about the Obama administration or George Bush's administration nationalizing anyone. If you own property in the U.S., it's yours, as long as you pay your taxes anyway.
Right.
So these reasons, and of course, one of my favorite reasons also is the demographic reason, and that the United States, by population, is still growing. We still have a 3% birth rate, while Germany, Japan, Russia, Italy, Spain, all these guys are going to be losing population. And if you look at history, demographics is destiny. Demographics are destiny, excuse me. And those that grow have success and continue forward. India's increasing in China in population, and China is decreasing. So the CIA is already projecting a 13.8 births per 1,000 people. And that puts it lower, of course, than most countries in the world, but that's one of the highest, if not the highest, birth rate, I think only behind Norway, highest birth rate for developed nations.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So there's lots of things, things that you're talking about, you're absolutely right, that are positive factors, things that are happening around us that create. You mentioned the patents, the entrepreneurism is alive and well, certainly in the United States. Just looking at that number, and you can see it around you that people are reaching maybe outside of their comfort zone to do things that they thought about doing, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's accepted to fail here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's take it for granted. When you go outside, I'm living in Europe now, if you fail, it's bad forever. If you've ever declared bankruptcy, it doesn't look so great on your CV, but okay, so he started a business, it didn't work out, and that's okay. It's okay to become a nurse or a truck driver or a technician or a clinician or to have bumps on the road. That's fine. Nobody cares. It's about what value you can bring. And the new things are accepted. One more thing, Kate, is that we need to talk about, too, with the U.S., is that manufacturing. And that is manufacturing is actually doing well in the U.S. And as far as total value in the world, guess who is the number one manufacturer of goods in the world?
The U.S.
That's it. Still the U.S. That's right. It's not China. China will produce more, but we produce more high tech. And over the last 2 years, the U.S. has added 480, nearly 500,000 jobs back into manufacturing. Now, we're still far off our high, but that's for the most part because the U.S. leads the way in high tech precision parts. And it's not Germany, it's the U.S. So we can produce a lot more with our laser-guided, manufacturing equipment, okay? The best engineers in the world come out of American universities.
Yeah, and that's, obviously that's jobs, that's creating things, and as you said, that all goes into what's positive, absolutely. You know, I mentioned the stock market and being careful in divesting, and you talk about that. And when we say contrarian investors, I got a question from somebody who hit me up on a chat and said, what is a contrarian investor?
Sure, that's a great question. And generally a contrarian investor is someone who goes against the flow, right? So yeah, we can talk about a little bit of this some other time, but for the most part, it's someone that disagrees, someone that says, you know what, Saul? All the debt issues in Europe are going to get solved. Okay, that's the contrarian of the contrarian. So I'm being a contrarian, and then you can have a three parts removed. But say someone that says solar power is the future, and it's going to be here in the next few years and dominate. We're supposed to just be 10% of the energy. Or someone that says that this particular drug is going to do extremely well, and 80% of the people have already sold off the shares of the company and think it's not going to do well. Someone that believes in JCPenney's, for example, or someone that says Apple, no, that's going to go bankrupt in the next 2 years, that or Microsoft, you know, they're either going to go up really fast, or they're really going to blow it out of the water, or they're going to collapse very quickly. That would be a contrary investor. Instead of you go against the consensus view.
There you go. That explains it. Excellent. Great stuff, Saul. We could talk to you certainly through the rest of this show. We appreciate you coming on with us a couple of times a month. And anybody who wants a copy of Saul's graphs and whatnot, as he said, he took them from lots of different places, and it's just terrific, the presentation. Send me a note at americatonight.net. Saul, say hi to the wife, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, Kate. And with it, in that contrarian section in those notes, if anyone wants it, we'll talk about the four major parts of the contrarian investing, where the risks are, and where they make the most money. So anyone gets that, just email Kate, and it's yours. Free of charge.
Yeah, and it's great, and it's good information. It is. You'll be locked and loaded if you get it, as he said, the four areas. Thanks, Saul. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, Kate. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And, if you were paying attention, then you heard some really good key points from Saul, things that will help you whether you're trying to invest or whether you're just trying to be positive and you're looking for a job or deciding to strike out on your own. Stay with us. Much more to come as we kick the can down the road.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient
nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Paul McCartney, 70 years old this week. Wow, how crazy is that? Hey, a quick reminder that you can still enter our contest, the Press 4 contest that we have. Shame on you if you don't take advantage of this, because I have a sister-in-law that works for Home Shopping Network, and she told me that they're giving away, I want to say they're giving away, oh, what did she say? A cruise a day or something in July. They're having a big thing in July. And, of course, I'm not eligible or anyone in my family. And you can imagine how many people. Home Shopping Network is huge. QVC, Home Shopping Network. I mean, they just blow out the phone lines and people are calling all night long and everything else. And it's like HGTV. If you know what that is, you watch the Millionaire's Homes and whatever else. I'm sure all of you guys out there have heard of HGTV. they have great guy shows on it, how you can fix up your house. And I love it when they just tear down walls and I think, oh, I wish I knew how to do that. Just tear down like a bathroom and then all of a sudden it's huge and it's this tiny house, but they have this incredible great room or bathroom or whatever, and the guy just did it himself with a few little tips here and there. That only seems to work on TV. I'm sorry, guys, unless you're a contractor. But the bottom line is, you know, HGTV gives away their dream home, and they get a gazillion entries, so you have no shot. It's just a miracle if you win that dream home. You have a really good shot of winning the brand new iPhone when it comes out. And if you don't want the iPhone, could care less, but geez, you could use $200. Guess what? You'll get $200 instead. And that's pretty good. And that's not for giving up a bunch of information. I've said it before. Listening to some bogus, no offense, timeshare to anyone who has to do this, timeshare thing. You know when you go places and they say, get a free parasailing, 2-for-1, and just come to our presentation, and then they hotbox you over getting a timeshare. Well, this is none of that. Press 4 is simply a vehicle for you to communicate more with me on America Tonight. When you have a rant, something sticking in your crawl, you think, ah, shoot, I don't want to wait for the show, or I'm going to be too tired tonight. I'm not going to be able to hear Kate. I'm just going to hear it. I'm going to hear it played back. I'm going to be able to download it or whatever. You can rant. Yeah, you don't even have to say your name. You can rant. This is what happened today. We got pelted with baseball-sized hail, and my car was dented. Man, it's the worst. I got to go get an estimate. Thank goodness my insurance company's covering the whole thing or whatever. And then you might hear it played back on the show. But the other thing is, if you get it, you're entered into the con. If you get press where you're entered in the contest, and you can have any kind of phone, it's so easy. My 10-year-old nephew did it when he was here, so trust me, you can do it. It doesn't matter what kind of phone. So do it, do it, do it. Also, we're probably what we're going to try to do, because the president, the man behind the grand poobah of Press 4, is telling me that Saul Album, you know, we go over all this great financial stuff, and it is his charts and stuff are, I mean, his charts are off the charts. And I said, if you send me a note at America Tonight, I'll just send it to you. But also, we'll offer that through Press 4, because it's even easier. Then poof, you can just get it, and you'll have his charts and his information. It's great stuff. I mean, he knocks it out of the park. Just interesting things. That's news you can use. Financial news that makes sense. That's not boring CNBC nonsense that you watch just because there's kind of cute women there, but you're tired of hearing the same old stocks that they're screaming about, if you know what I mean. All right, here, as we make the final turn on our way to the exits for this hour, a couple of things. Really, if I were to hit the highlights on the day coming out of our nation's capital, you got the standoff at the OK Corral of politics between Congressman Daryl Issa and Eric Holder, the Attorney General. The guns are drawn, the rhetoric is out there, and we're just tired of this. We're tired of this movie. So Eric Holder doesn't want to turn over the final documents that Congressman Issa wants, and I think the reason is clear, because he's Eric Withholder. He claims, as he stands before the cameras, that, oh, there's no, you know, we've given him everything. We've bent over backwards. No other attorney general, nobody else would give up this much information. But the thing is, you're giving up information they don't care about, they don't want. It's the information we really need, or ISA needs. If you just gave all that up, then this story would be over. But I fear there's more to the story, and that's probably why. And if there's not, he's mistakenly making people think that, and Congressman Issa. So it's a stupid standoff. So now there's going to be a contempt vote on Wednesday, barring some kind of weird intervention. The G20 summit is over, so all the big top dogs in the world, the top 20 leaders, left with their sombreros and other souvenirs. And what was accomplished by hanging out at the Mexican resort? Well, there was television time. Definitely there was that. You had our president who went after a couple of people, including saying that there were still differences between Russia and China and Syria, their take on the Syrian situation versus the United States, that they're still working on it. I guess the big news is that Putin and Obama met. I bet it was like chilly. The air was chilly when the two of them got together because I don't think they like each other very much. It doesn't look that way anyway to me from an outside point of view. You know, you can read, there's a thing called tells in baseball. They have them. You can see when a pitcher is throwing a certain kind of ball, the way if he's not good at that, and he shows you his tells, how he holds his glove. And there's a bunch of tells between Putin and Obama. There's sort of a stiffening of the back of Obama, and Putin's eyes look like they're rolling around like he could care less, and he's thinking about 20 different other things. So I don't think there's any love lost between the two of them. And then, of course, for Obama, you had Felipe Calderon falling all over him because of the federal edict, basically, that now has deportation for 850,000 illegals iced. So that as long as their students don't have any crimes in their background, then they can apply for work permits and they can stay in the United States. This bounced Rubio out of the VP stakes because of Obama's immigration policies. Now Rubio doesn't really necessarily make any sense for the Republicans, even though Mitt Romney is still backing him up and saying, oh, only two people, myself and my tag team partner, not his wife, another woman who's helping in the process. We're the only two who know what's happening here, so chillax, everybody. He's not out of this, but it doesn't seem that way. And now, you know, it's like when you think you're going to lose something, you want it more. Now it seems like Rubio is determined. He wants that VP slot. You could read that on his face. There is no question he wants that VP slot. I thought he was kind of iffy before, but not now. But because the administration reached out to the younger people and really rallied the Hispanic vote, I think, even more, though the Democrats had a lot of the Hispanics in their back pocket when it comes to demographics and voting, probably even now a little bit more than that. And then here's this oddball thing. You know, even the rich and famous, maybe even worse, they have to deal with people stealing from them. The former chief financial officer for Pearl Jam, I just saw a great documentary on Pearl Jam, has been charged with stealing $380,000 from the band. The guy is accused of spending the bucks that he stole on vacations, spa treatments. Oh, I gotta get a mani and a pedi. Life insurance, that's weak. And alcohol. So almost $400,000 on that kind of stuff. Ricky Goodrich. Whew, he's persona non grata as far as Pearl Jam anyway is concerned.
Introduce